Warning, this podcast may contain offensive language, scenes of violence, nudity, and strobe lighting effects.
Dude, it contains like the first one of those.
Don't shut up, I'm trying to make it sound cool!
Welcome to the Apocalypse Control Room!
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the very first episode of the Apocalypse Control Room. This is the podcast where we're going to take every single different apocalyptical scenario, not necessarily apocalyptical, it's just the name and the title, and we're going to dissect it each and every week, no matter how strange, how bizarre, how ludicrous, or even if it's a normal one and someone's just curious, we're still going to dissect it. We are your hosts. I am Christopher Till, and he is...
I'm Brad.
He is just Brad. He is the man with no surname. And in order to make this show work, we are going to require you guys to come up with some content. So, Brad, what is that email address?
Our email address is theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com. Once again, that is theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com.
And the Apocalypse Control Room is all one word. And we want you to send us in any scenario you can think of, whether it be apocalyptical, even if it's not, just what happens if some random thing occurred, what do you think will be the ripple effect from that, and we will give it a go. And in today's episode, well, basically what we're going to do on each episode is we're going to kind of focus on just one subject per episode, but the thing we do require of you, if you're going to send us any scenario, is we need four rules. Four rules, they could be anything, just anything that we need to take into account when we're discussing the scenario. So Brad, what is our subject for today?
Our subject for today is what would happen if all the trees suddenly rose up against humanity. So, it's a spontaneous attack by all the trees in the world against humans, and our four rules are as followed. Rule number one, the trees are still producing oxygen, so suffocation is not a problem. Rule number two, the trees have uprooted, they are not fixed in place, they are mobile, they are moving on their roots, they have movement. Leads into rule number three, the strength and the speed of the tree is relative to its size. So something larger will be much more powerful, can do more damage. Something smaller, maybe more agile, have more movement. The final rule is the trees, just as in real life, they have a form of communication. So the trees are able to communicate with each other, and they can call for assistance, they can call for backup. So they have a degree of communication. It's not verbal, humans can't understand it, but there is communication there, as in nature.
Okay, so those are our four rules. And basically, what chances are what we're going to do every episode is, because obviously we're based in England, we're going to start with what will be the ramifications in England and then kind of radiate out from there and look at it from around the world. So like Brad said, those are our four rules. So trees still produce oxygen, trees can uproot, the strength and speed is relative to the size, and the trees are able to communicate. And with you saying that they're able to communicate and call for backup, I really had a big mental vision of a tree hunched behind a car in the middle of a shootout screaming down a radio shouting, "I need backup here like in Lethal Weapon."
That's not a rule. The trees do not have walkie-talkies. We have walkie-talkies. It's an advantage we have over the trees as a species.
No, but I've just got this image of a tree like in a police uniform screaming for backup.
The police don't have the police don't have guns in this country. That's a fact. I was going to say the trees don't have guns.
Well, they don't either, as far as I know.
Well, they do at airports.
The trees have guns at airports.
Yes, trees at airports have guns.
Everything's on terror alert at this point. So right, so in England then, how do you think we're gonna favour?
We're fucked.
That's your response to everything. It really is.
That's my response to breakfast. In England, well, Let's have a look out my window, shall we?
I'll be right back.
Well, in just looking at our little bit of research we've done here, in England, our biggest tree...
I don't see any trees, but then again, it's nighttime.
As I was saying, our biggest tree in England is the oak tree, which is pretty massive. Excuse me. So, I mean, where we are right now, we're in quite a built-up area, so I dare say we'd be all right, but obviously when you come round to the parks and things like that, there is going to be a bit of a danger there with them kind of rampaging around after you, really. I mean, so what's the tree's goal at this point? They're uprising, but what are they uprising against?
Humans.
For what reason?
We keep cutting them down.
Okay, so it's basically just that the trees are pissed off at this point.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off if I was a tree.
Okay, fair enough. So what do you think is going to be the first move?
What do you think this desk's made of? I'm pretty sure this is a tree once.
I don't know. Where did you buy it?
I don't know. eBay.
I'm going to say, because if you got it from, SCS or something like that, it's...
It's wood. Also, wooden furniture can't come to life. It's dead.
Yeah, so it's only actual living trees that are planted in the ground.
Well, you say about England, you say we're in a fairly built-up area, which we are. I'm pretty confident as we sit right now. We're on the second floor.
First, we're not in America. You've got ground on them first.
I apologise.
Thank you.
As I say, we're on the first floor.
There we go.
Of this two-storey building. There are trees in my back garden, but I doubt, relative to their size, they couldn't get in the house. My back door is unlocked at the moment, but I don't think trees have the capacity to open doors, or...
I don't know, man, the branches are quite nimble. Unless it's like something like a bit like a...
God, that'd be fucking terrifying! If I just went to the stairs and there's a tree coming up there.
Yeah, that would be very scary. Partly because it'd be crying that you'd like... You killed its son or its cousin or something to make the stairs.
Shit, yeah, good point.
So that's the point. So while it's like crying and mourning the loss of its family,
how you could cry try and chop it down. Falling off.
That would also be kind of like be the ultimate humiliation for them, because the thing we're obviously going to go after them with is axes, and every axe, as far as I know, has a wooden handle. That's almost like the ultimate insult for the trees. So if anything, that's just going to make them more pissed off.
Well. I think generally in England, in built-up areas, we do have we have parks around, and there are fairly large trees. There are more trees than you expect in England. You look around, you'll see trees. They're mostly there for, I think they're probably planted by the council.
Just for aesthetic reasons.
Just for aesthetic reasons. So they're not, in built-up areas, they're not really a great threat.
No, they're really just the small little trees.
Yeah,
really,
I say that if they're all rising against us, if all the humans were, well, I'd say it'd be a sneak attack. I don't think there'd be any warning, so it just happens spontaneously.
All of them move as one.
Yeah, exactly. They all move spontaneously. They all start attacking. We'll probably lose some people just through the element of surprise.
Oh, yeah.
But I think once we were aware of it, what weapons do we have in England? We don't have guns. I don't think shooting a tree is going to be all
No,
that
it
good.
Wouldn't really do much. It'd just kind of piss them off a little bit.
Yeah, but then again, how's a tree fare against a car?
Well, no, it's how does a car fare against a tree?
That's a good point, actually. I mean, the smaller trees, we can just take them out.
I mean, come on, you're not seen Harry Potter?
No.
When they crash the car into the one people.
All right, fair enough. That's a good point.
That tree kicks that car's ass.
Yeah, it does happen a lot. I think, the bigger trees would fuck up a car.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering what the trees would move like, imagine the Whomping Willow from Harry Potter, but that can actually move around and not just stay in one place. That is a pretty terrifying thought, to be honest.
And that's every tree in the world.
Yeah, and obviously the smaller ones move much, much quicker, almost like a gazelle.
Like a gazelle. And the bigger ones, like the redwoods, are basically like Godzilla.
Yeah.
Without the atomic breath.
Really slow lumbering bastards, but serious, serious damage. So, come on, I mean, in England, I mean, yeah, we do have a fair amount of countryside, but most of the populace is concentrated around cities and towns.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really have... We have the Lake District and places like that, and I think up in Scotland it might be a bit more. A lot of stuff for Scotland, I think, is a bit less. I'm going to say civilised, but that's the wrong word. I think it's a lot more organic out there. I think it's a lot. At a certain point, they don't have motorways up in Scotland.
Mm.
So I'm kind of assuming there's going to be a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for? Chris, say something. Help.
Yeah, Scotland might have a few.
Scotland
issues.
Might have more trees. Is the point I'm trying to get to?
Yeah, but Scotland might just try deep frying them. So you don't know.
Yeah. Okay. also, generally speaking, just general defence against trees. Small ones, we can take them out with weapons or whatnot. If you got, I'm not sure how many people own axes in England.
Not many people in towns or cities will own axes.
Not many, but there are hardware stores like B&Q. It's just like 10 minutes from me.
Yeah.
Like if I could get there, I could get a couple of axes.
They would sell out pretty rapidly. But the problem is, you've got this axe.
You think people would still be selling axes? Oh, look, it's an opportunity for a profit. On an axe, I've upped the price.
Yeah, but the thing is, people are just going to grab the axe and kill them with it so they can take the axe.
No, Actually, if there's a tree apocalypse, I don't think I'd be working at B&Q. That was my day job.
Yeah, that's about part. But the thing is, I mean, right. There's trees marauding towards you down the high street, knocking shit side to side.
I'm unarmed.
You take a swing. No, say you've got an axe.
Okay.
You take a swing with this axe. You're not going to chop right the way through it in one go.
No, you're going
to... So you're going to kind of hit it. It's going to kind of stop what he's doing. Look down. See this axe hanging out of it. Look along the axe handle. See you. And then it's just going to whack you with the biggest branch.
Yeah.
So this will call for like humans to actually band together to try and take down the trees, which we all know is not going to happen. Because we've seen The Walking Dead. People just will kill each other for survival.
Yeah.
So how do you think England would fare them?
I think we're fucked.
Again, that is Brad's response to pretty much everything, really. So in England,
we'll form an orderly queue, we'll have a cup of tea and get battered by tree branches.
Oh, as long as there's a key word there, absolutely.
Absolutely. We'll line up efficiently to be battered by trees.
Yes, but we won't complain. It's very rude to complain.
Yes.
No, I think towns and cities would be fine. I think we kind of hold our own, but anyone out of the towns and cities, they would just be screwed. They'd be tree fodder.
Yeah.
But I think it would kind of fall into this kind of like Mad Max kind of a thing.
Mm.
Where you've got, well, no, sorry, not my back. It's kind of like Judge Dredd, where you've got all like a couple of major cities kind of blocked off with a big like concrete wall to keep out all the trees, and then everyone else on the outside is just victim to all these marauding trees.
Mm.
Okay, so are you happy with England there?
I'm quite happy. If we want to move on, where do we want to move to? Where's next? I'll say the rest of Europe as a guess, but. It's probably a very similar situation to England land.
I'd say let's go across the pond.
To America.
Bingo.
North or south?
Let's hit north first. Let's hit north because obviously we can kind of guess what's coming with the south. So let's go for the north.
I'm just gonna say on just before we get to North America, I'm just gonna say the people in the Bahamas. I reckon the coconut trees, or whatever they're called, they are going to be fucking... They're just going to take out all the sunbathers. The sunbathers are fucked. They'll be lying there sunbathing, and you'll see the bendy tree looking there all inconspicuous, and then splat! Just like a fucking Venus, like a fucking fly swatter, just go flatten them when they least expect it, the fuckers.
Yeah, could do that.
Never trust the coconut tree.
And then the moment it kind of peels up, it could then uproot and then just start flinging the coconuts.
Yeah, if you just get some movement.
But mind you, no, the problem is they don't really have branches, do they?
No, they're just all at the top, aren't they?
They've got all the top. So
it's like a long shaft and then green leaves and some coconuts.
Yeah, so they could kind of do like a Willow Smith, like whipping the hair back and forth, but just whip the top of the tree back and forth and just...
Will Smith, if you're listening, your children aren't talented.
That didn't... Sorry, really I got... I said I got, it was kind of obvious.
I got off topic, though.
Yeah. that it could just kind of just whip the top of the tree around and just send coconuts flying at everyone trying to come near it.
That's bad enough. That is actually lethal. As a lot more, I think more people die from being hit by coconuts than by sharks each year. I may not be entirely correct, but it is something.
There are a fair few people that do get killed by coconuts.
Yeah, and they're all accidental. It's just nature. There's no malicious intent. At least that's what scientists would tell you. I'm prepared for the tree uprising. You won't see me getting hit by a coconut.
Okay, so on to North America. So I think, and North America, what was it, the biggest...
Go on.
I was going to say the biggest trees there are in California, aren't they? They're the...
Yes, they are. They are the
variation
redwoods.
Of the redwoods, yeah. So obviously they're going to be like the Godzilla-esque types.
I mean, we know how large these things are. They're literally, I believe, hundreds of feet. I mean, there is the one which, of course, cars can actually drive through the trunk of it, which is just ludicrous when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So if those things uproot, I imagine, as we say, size relative to speed.
Yeah. So
they would do some damage. They would tear buildings apart.
Yeah. With them ones, imagine like the trees out of the third Lord of the Rings film. Like the really, really massive ones uprooted.
Second,
I do apologise. Dude, you showed your geek there.
I don't like that film either. I fucking hate those trees.
I'm not joking, I love Lord of the Rings. But yeah, as Brad saw, wonderfully corrected me there, like the second Lord of the Rings where they're uprooting, and obviously they're the massive trees, but they are moving quite slowly, but they have got power. So, but I mean, all the redwoods are out in California. Mm-hmm. So I mean, in terms of distance, it, off the top of your head, I mean, is it far from like where the national park is that houses most of the redwoods to, like suburbs and downtown of California?
I've never actually been to California, regretfully. I don't know. I know people have gone there. I can't be entirely specific. I know it's a touristy spot.
Obviously, it's California.
Yeah, so there must be relatively easy access to get there.
And not, I mean the distance from like the national park to
a populated area.
Yes.
Speaking
of which, obviously Arnold Schwarzenegger's in California, so this would make a brilliant film.
Oh, God.
Governator. Come on, he already destroyed the state. He might as well destroy the vegetation as well.
Yeah. That would be awesome. He's not the governor anymore. I'm sure he would have had a plan for this.
They didn't do much whenever there was like any like forest fires or anything, did they, in California?
Maybe that's how we stopped them. Maybe we just burnt. They couldn't.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
The problem with forest fires is that they're unbelievably difficult to control.
Obviously.
I mean, obviously, I say like the people say just send helicopters or the helicopters with the water drops, but that's affected by wind conditions and so forth. But this particular situation, you don't need to stop them. And I guess like something as simple as lighting a spark can spread.
Yeah.
Although you are probably looking at a hell of a lot of collateral damage.
I know,
start a big fire.
Sarah, obviously the forest fires they're going really bad because you've got all this dense vegetation that's dry as tinder, one spark and it starts and it just grows and grows and grows. But say it's the heart of summer, nothing's actually caught fire as of yet, but the trees have uprooted, they're starting to rampage through downtown California.
The redwoods are gradually moving to a populated area.
Exactly. So when they're moving, obviously the density becomes sparser, but they're still really dried out. It's still really hot. All it takes is someone throw a lighted fag, lighted cigarette for other people.
Well, it's California.
Exactly.
Marijuana is legal there, so. Oh my God, man! The trees are moving.
Yeah, that would be trippy as shit, to be honest.
They'll probably just like throw
that. That would make you question any high you had at that moment, whether it be weed, drugs, or booze. It really would.
Well, the trees are moving again.
Yeah. Wow, they're moving and I'm smoking them.
I gotta get off this stuff, man. Throw it away.
Yep.
And a stoner inadvertently stops the redwoods. Possibly, maybe, perhaps.
Yeah.
Also, California, I believe, is actually home to the big, to the top biggest tree in the world. America. You have to have the biggest tree in the world, don't you?
Did we already say that?
We did not. We said it's home in the Redwoods. This is the literal biggest tree in the world.
Oh, right, okay.
And it had, what's it called? The General Sherman. Okay.
Just a giant sequoia tree located in giant forest of Sequoia National Park in Tulare County in California.
I'm just going to put this out there. If there was a tree apocalypse, do you think people and the humans started actively attempting to take down trees?
Mm.
Do you think like people go like, I'm going after General Sherman. I'm going to be the one to take down General Sherman. I'm taking down the biggest tree in the world. That's mine.
See Homer at a bait shop talking about it.
John. Well, if you ask me, it's 100 years old. If you, who says that? They do. The guys in the corner.
Well, The Simpsons really can be worked into anything.
Spilt my drink. Carry on, I'm fine.
No crisis. It's just Brad. Brad's mouth's bigger than he thought it was, that's all.
Here's the thing, viewers.
Viewers?
I know what I said. I don't have a mouth. Let that sink in.
Okay, so where were we? We had Homer Simpson in a bait store, didn't we?
Yeah.
Were you actually thinking about that, or had you not made that connection?
I didn't make that connection.
Because is the fish in The Simpsons called General Sherman?
I think he is, you know. If you ask me, he's 100 years old if he's a day.
I can't believe you didn't actually make that connection. You're like a bigger Simpsons fan than I am.
Yeah. Well, if one guy can take this tree down, I believe he'll go by the name of Homer. 7 feet tall he is. Arms like tree trunks. They're not trying to kill anybody though. And eyes like steel and a shock of hair red like the fires of hell.
I still say how many players him though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just kind of glad in all this that the trees only have the intention of like just destroying humanity for what we've been doing to them, the fact that they don't want to do anything worse to us really.
Gonna make an Evil Dead reference there. You've not seen Evil Dead, have you?
I haven't, no.
Never mind.
Cool story, man. So, yeah.
So, where were we?
Got a little bit of sidetracked there, listeners. We do apologise.
That's right, viewers.
So, obviously, I think California's gonna have some issues, but they can fight back with flame, which is always a bonus.
Although that said, although there is no federal crime against having a flamethrower in most states in America, it is actually illegal to have a flamethrower in California. So,
But I dare say, under this kind of condition, they would declare
martial
law.
Are you using a flamethrower during the tree apocalypse? No, don't care. You've been arrested. Yeah. You're fucking kidding.
Exactly. So in places in America like Nevada. Somewhere like that, they would obviously be safe with the fact that it's extremely limited vegetation.
Nevada? You mean Vegas?
Yeah.
I think Vegas would be not only be okay, because Vegas would be fine because there's no vegetation, They would also be completely unaware of the ongoing apocalypse because they'll be too busy looking at slot machines.
That's it, yeah.
It's like, guys, there's an apocalypse outside. What?
Excuse me while I just take this next bumper cork and fuck this other hooker. I'll be right with you straight after. That's my kind of Vegas. Absolutely. But I mean, obviously places like New York's not even going to fucking feel this.
No, well, what's that big park in New York?
Central Park.
Central Park. I assume there's trees in Central Park.
Yes, but a while back, I saw a picture, I think it just popped up on Facebook, and it was New York, and it was an aerial shot of Central Park, and it was like this small rectangle of green, and then just skyscrapers and buildings all around it, just radiating out from it. So in terms of vegetation, New York is so limited, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's the concrete jungle.
Exactly, but then you've got places like New England, where it's just trees so much, so I'm thinking again, it might have gone the same as England, where the big cities are fairly safe, but people out in the sticks are pretty screwed. Apart from places like Nevada, Arizona.
You say, oh yeah, because they were just going to burn down, the stoners will just discard a blunt and burn down all the trees unknowingly.
Or a doobie, as you would call it. All right, so is that your full opinion on America, or is there anything else you want to dive into on that?
They have a shitload of guns, but I don't think it's just gonna. A shotgun might take out small.
No. I've got it.
He's got it, folks.
You've seen Predator, right?
Of course, I've seen Predator.
Okay. So when Predator gets the first guy, and they all run after him, okay, and then they all stop, and they just start firing, and they literally cut down swathes of jungle. Just from gunfire. Texas is going to kick these trees' ass.
The thing I love about that is they don't even know what they're shooting at.
No, they're just shooting.
The Predator's already gone by the time the first guy starts shooting, and then everyone else just turns up.
I know, but they don't know that. They can't see the fucking thing.
No, let's just shoot blindly into the forest.
Well, that's it. They've got that much firepower that you assume that whatever's there...
I'm pretty sure they waste all their ammo in that one scene.
Actually, yeah, I never thought about it that way.
Guys, the chain gun, the
mini gun
that he takes off Jesse Ventura, yeah, it runs out of bullets. You hear it?
Yeah, just worry. That's it. So with a minigun, you could chop down most trees.
Yeah, I'd say so. How many people have miniguns though? I don't think you can. I know guns are illegal. Guns are legal in America.
Whoa!
God, controversy. Careful. Oh God. I know. Can you buy a minigun in America? There's got to be some restrictions.
I think you can use them on some gun ranges.
So I'm sure there will be them legally or illegally.
Oh, you will be able to find them, yeah. But like you said, whether it be legal or illegal, so I think obviously the state of Texas is perfectly safe. Nothing will touch that. It's just the excuse to actually fire on anything, really. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're safe, so...
Unless they want to try and get the trees out of Southern Hospitality.
It's a possibility.
I don't always... I don't know. Be very friendly, like, be very inviting, like, get round... Oh, God, they're killing us.
No, because the moment they offer the tree beer and the tree declines...
Fuck them.
They're going to say they're...
And if they find out the trees aren't Christian.
Exactly, they're going to say that they don't love Jesus and that the trees are fag, and then they're going to try and kill it.
Awesome, naturally.
Is that the whole of Texas or just the Westboro Baptist Church? I'm not too sure.
Anyway,
I think it's just the Borough Baptist Church. I'm sure most Texans are absolutely wonderful people.
Ah, lovely people, probably.
Absolutely. So, anything more on America?
Top of my head. No.
Yeah, I was gonna say I think that's a no. So let's move on. I mean, we can always come back to America. Now the big burning one, South America.
They are fucked.
And again, Brad's opinion on everything. I think, to be honest, we could possibly.
But they are.
I know they are. But I think we could possibly rope together South America, Asia. Yes, the mic is on. Just I'm aware of what you're saying.
Okay.
Your opinion is just always, it's fucked.
Okay, readers, I'm listening to you.
Readers now, not even viewers, readers this time.
I don't think you can hear me if I whisper my hand over the microphone. South America's in trouble. Okay. South America is in a lot of trouble. That's where the majority of the rainforest and the jungles are in the world. And as we all know, 31% of the world is jungle, or rainforest, rather.
Well, the problem we've also got with that as well is when all the trees start moving like out of the rainforest and out of the jungle and everything like that, you've then got all the insects, all the snakes, all the creatures that live in the jungle that are, as far as I know from any documentary I've read, even watched, sorry.
You're British, you have to have watched documentaries of David Attenborough.
I know, but they annoy me. I don't really have much patience for wildlife. I can't help it. I was forced to watch them as a child, and I found them boring when I wanted to watch his cartoons.
Everybody was forced to watch them as a child. It's David Attenborough.
I know, but I didn't find them interesting.
How dare you?
No, I just didn't. I just found them boring.
Carry on.
So yeah, I mean, when all the trees are moving out, you've then got all the creepy crawlies and the snakes, everything like that.
To the trees.
They're obviously gonna move with the trees, which is then gonna bring them into the populace. So then, not only have they got the trees coming down on them, they've again then got the venomous snakes, the spiders,
the elephants.
Say who would want that?
The elephants in the trees.
The elephants in the rainforest.
Maybe.
Really? Do you want to take a minute just to think back what you just said there? Do you want to take that back?
No.
You're standing by that.
I'm standing by it. There are elephants in the rainforest. I've seen them. I've never been to a rainforest, but I've seen them.
Wow.
Carry on.
He's really, at this moment, Brad, he's really trying to appear like this isn't fazing him, but I can see it on his face that he realises he's said something dumb, but his pride refuses to let him admit it. And he's nodding, but he's not willing to admit it. So let's keep that one in there.
I've seen that.
Okay, so apparently, according to Brad, you're also going to have the elephants coming out of the jungle.
Falling out of the trees.
Dude, this is not Ice Age.
I've never seen Ice Age.
Well, you're missing out. Ice Age is a great film. Apart from the guy who does the voice of Manny the Mammoth, who was in Everybody Loves Raymond. I fucking hate that guy.
I'm actually making a much more obscure reference, apparently, but the readers will get it, hopefully. Some
readers?
Of them.
Can you refer to them as viewers, as readers? Just pick one. Even if it's wrong, just pick one and stick to it. Right, we're skewing really far off topic here. Right. So, not only have you got all the trees coming out of the rainforest,
yeah,
you've then got all the bugs, the creepy crawlers, the spiders, snakes, the snakes, and the elephants. That's right. Yeah. According to Brad, the elephants. So, how are the people of South America going to cope with the rainforest elephants, Brad?
Tremendous difficulty. Yep.
Not they're fucked?
No, they are fucked. I've already said that, though.
There we go.
But no, South America. I think it's safe to say South America is a write-off. To be honest, let's be honest.
Well, if the government's anything to go by, really.
Yeah.
Good luck there, Venezuela.
I mean, there are some places in South America which don't have rain. I'm assuming Brazil is the main place. I'm assuming which will suffer the most. We have other places such as Argentina and Chile.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how they stand. I don't really know what their tree population is. I assume some trees from Argentina may attempt to float their way across the water and take the Falklands.
Wow, controversial.
And they'll lose to the English tree.
Oh, shit.
What?
Oh, it's like Top Gear all over again.
What?
Well, I'm quickly brushing over that one just in case nobody heard that, which I really hope they didn't. The problem is you're not going to get many trees once to float down because water will rot them.
Hmm.
So you've got that. But yeah, I think it's safe to say it's like South America, Asia. I think a big chunk of Africa as well would be pretty fucking screwed.
Absolutely.
And I mean, I think, will Australasia be counted in with that as well?
Australasia, a lot of it, like you think, the biggest place there is obviously Australia. It's just, a lot of Australia is just the wastelands, isn't it? Australia is bloody massive. You can allegedly, scientifically speaking, voters.
Voters? What the fuck?
You could fit the moon where the moon would fit on Africa. That's how. Africa?
Australia?
Sorry. Probably Africa as well. The moon would fit almost perfectly on Australia. That's how large it is, allegedly.
I should have advised you all earlier, listeners, that Brad is currently drinking whiskey out of a pint barrel glass. Just an FYI. That's the sound of him slurping his whiskey. He's topping it up with a little bit of cork, but I don't think it's that much. So, but
not the kind of Coke you're thinking of.
No, God, I wish it was the kind of Coke we're thinking of.
Or that kind. The other kind.
Oh my God! Right, that's again, we're getting fucking sidetracked.
The fifth kind.
Oh Jesus Christ! Why did I ever agree to this? Why? So
most of Australia is the outback.
Yeah.
Most of the populace of Australia is around, I believe, around the circumference of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Places like Sydney,
Melbourne,
and the other place, Perth. That's the one.
You're welcome, listeners of Australia. Okay.
I think Australia would do pretty well. Mostly because the majority of the outback is consists. It's mostly desert kind of landscape, I believe. Something similar to that.
Desert and shrubbery, really, isn't it?
I'd say they might need to be aware of cactuses, assuming they have those in those
countries. Whoa, no. We went over this beforehand. Cacti are not trees.
Prejudice. Cactuses should be trees.
It's not racist to say that a cactus is not a tree. It's a truth.
Mm.
Okay. But I think, actually, no. From talking about what we were talking about earlier, we've skipped over a massive, massive thing here. And that was back in America.
What's that?
Back in the good old US of A. I say if the trees were going to start the uprising at any point, it would be on Christmas Day. When countless Americans have gone out, bought a Christmas tree, brought it into the house, and obviously you're going to plant that in some soil because you don't want it to die and all the pine needles to drop off. So when everyone's gathered around the Christmas tree on Christmas morning, they strike. And I have this image in my head of Christmas trees kind of throwing out the branches and the pine needles flying almost like a ninja throwing a ninja star at an enemy. So it's safe to say that the trees are going to take out a lot of eyes on Christmas Day. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon so. Is that still the tradition in North America? I assume Canada may be affected by that. I assume it's a similar situation in Canada as well. People, they go out with an axe and they cut down their own tree, or they just buy a tree from a lot and put it in the house. I mean, do people do that over here on our side?
No, very, very few people do that over here. What kind of Christmas tree is it? Is it evergreens? I don't think they're really native to England, are they?
Fuckers are tough. The trees don't fall off. It's like, fuck you, nature. I'm not dying. My leaves aren't dying.
Mm.
Which I don't fully understand. I assume it's just stubbornness.
The one weird fact that I heard, though, is when you've got an evergreen tree, in order to keep it alive for longer, is if you get, obviously you put water into the pot that the roots are resting in, but if you crush up a Viagra tablet and mix it in with the water and pour it in, the tree will last longer because it stimulates blood flow. Obviously there's no blood circulatory system in the tree, but it helps with nourishment.
Are you sure you're still talking about trees?
Yes, that's why I said with the trees it helps with the nourishment.
Hmm.
Don't try and make it sound weird. Google it. I swear to God, this was a story.
No thanks. Okay, fair enough. I believe you. It's fine, yeah. Okay, but yeah,
I think Christmas Day, I think those trees, there's going to be so many unhappy households at Christmas.
So many.
Oh, all those poor puppies that kids get on Christmas Day that just get basically turned into a hedgehog because of all the pine needles. I see little Timmy hug that little Labrador on then.
That's a dark image, people.
I know, but kind of funny.
This Christmas will not be merry. The trees will take us all.
In February.
This Christmas one, this will not be a good Christmas, this Valentine's Day.
I should mention that we are obviously recording this on Friday the 13th, so we are feeling a slight dark tinge to this recording. And also it's Valentine's Day tomorrow, and neither Brad nor myself has girlfriends.
Show your significant other by how much you care by putting on a hockey mask and running to the room with a machete at midnight. That's what I would do. That's also why I'm single. I also have a machete and a hockey mask, now that I think about it.
Unfortunately,
I should probably kill Chris. Excuse me.
If Brad would let me get a word in edgeways. Unfortunately, he does have all this, and he has actually gotten up to... Yeah, he's putting on the hockey mask. I did offer to be for Brad to be my date, but apparently he's got an issue with taking, so that's that. So, I think... And there he is with his machete. Okay, that's not really hockey mask, man.
Casey Jones. Ninja Turtles from a film. No, Ninja Turtles.
Yeah,
awesome.
can you put down the machete?
Fine.
Thank you. Okay, take off the mask, otherwise you're gonna fuck with the mic. Okay, so you got up to get the mask.
Get the machete
to sit down, show it, and then put them all down.
That's right, viewers.
Right, so that's... So
let's talk about Antarctica.
There's nothing to talk about.
Good talk.
Okay, yeah, good talk.
There's no trees in Antarctica.
No. So, as with the Middle East as well, Middle East is just... It's mostly desert.
A lot of deserts. Probably some shrubbery, right. But...
But I think it's just overall in the world...
A lot of troops out there as well, so...
Yeah, let's not get too political there.
If those are not rising, I'm pretty sure that would be dealt with quite efficiently.
That's a valid point. Yeah, they've got assault rifles.
Exactly.
I know, but the thing is, there's not going to be many. Whereas
they got tanks too.
That is true. Whereas if they were back over here, then
we don't have tanks or helicopters.
Okay. So I mean, the thing you need to kind of think about most in the tree uprising is. Forests cover 31% of the world, mm-hmm. and statistically, there are actually 61 trees per person. So it's obviously you're going to get some parts of the world where we outnumber them, and a lot of other parts of the world where they outnumber us. So I'm still sticking with my Judge Dredd theory that you're going to have mega cities with trees roaming around outside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trying to pick off people.
A bit like Attack on Titan, maybe. Build big barricades, and then one day a giant tree will appear looking over the wall and will break a hole in it, and all the other trees will get in.
Oh, that Attack of Titan, that was that like shit manga, wasn't it? I can't help it, I just don't think manga, man.
It's an anime, it's a manga.
Sorry, anime, that's the
anime adapted from a manga, and it's fantastic.
I just don't dig anime.
Okay. So anyway, back to subject. Basically, you believe that in the say the built up areas, the cities,
yeah.
obviously would have some trees would some tree the trees would be an initial problem because of the surprise attack. But yeah. you think ultimately because there aren't that many trees, there's no big. We have a few forests, a few parks. Yeah. Sorry, more specifically. You think we could neutralize those and basically board off the cities, but anywhere anywhere in open areas, lake districts, even
all this screwed.
Just generally the anywhere in England where there's not a lot of urban work, and it's basically it's there's still a lot of green in this country, still a lot of places and trees just grow there very naturally. So yeah.
Yeah, I think yeah, anywhere out in the country is obviously screwed, which means that might never be another episode of Heartbeat again, which would be fucking amazing.
That would be a great episode of Heartbeat while they were filming it. I don't know who's in Heartbeat.
Fuck knows.
Is it still going?
I really wish this uprising would have happened about 20 years ago so we wouldn't have had to suffer through so much of Lost of the Summer Wine. Fucking hate that show. Just an FYI, those are two very shit English TV shows. The first one is a drama set in the 60s, and the second one is a supposed comedy set in Yorkshire.
I feel like we're off topic.
The fact that Yorkshire's in that says it all.
Okay.
So, have we covered everything?
By the way, Yorkshire, Lancashire, we won, just saying.
Yeah, well, shit, yeah.
Not the tree uprising, that whole Civil War thing.
Anytime, just come on down. We'll shit you no matter what.
Bring it on. So, basically, what Christopher is saying is... Christopher is saying is... If there were a tree uprising, he believes... Ultimately, we'd lose some people in the initial stages, but ultimately we would neutralise the trees in the urban areas.
Yep.
And we would have blockades to prevent them from getting into the cities.
Mm-hmm. And what are you saying, Brad?
I think, personally...
Apart from that, everyone's fucked.
That's going to be my conclusion, but let me build up to that.
I'm kind of glad I stole your thunder on that one.
As I said, as it's been stated, there are approximately 61 trees per person in the world. I mean, I think we have to consider, even the smaller trees, they're bigger than us. Let's be honest.
Mm.
I think it would take more than one person to take down a tree. I think you would need someone with weaponry or someone with equipment or a group of people to take down.
Those small trees would be fairly light, so you kind of get someone like rugby tackling and pinning to the ground and then someone come after them with an axe.
Fair enough, yeah, but it would require a lot of teamwork. But I only think it would take one tree, especially a bigger one, to take down one or more people.
Oh, easily.
So I think just because of the numbers game, we're going to lose this one.
Just in the UK? Just in America?
In the world. Well, any populated area where there are, generally speaking, trees. I mean... I think humans, your best chance is get to an area where there are no trees. Go to Antarctica, go live on a boat, go to an offshore rig, maybe an island. Well, actually, islands, you're probably fucked there as well. Antarctica or Vegas. There's no life there, right? Or a desert. That's not to say, although there are even to say there are no trees, not many trees in the desert, there are some, that doesn't mean that's not going to stop the trees coming to the desert. So, the trees remember, the trees can still come to you even if you run away. And there are more of them than there are of us.
That is true.
So I think, in this scenario, I think the trees win.
Okay.
And I, for one, welcome our tree overlords.
How did I know you were going to do that?
As a first time podcast maker, I can help the trees in routing the other humans to make their human furniture as an ironic twist, possibly.
Okay, thank you, Kent Brockman. Okay, so just in summary, like I said, I think
we're fucked.
Thank you, Brad. Brad thinks that we are all fucked. I personally think there would be pockets of resistance, pockets of humanity that would be able to stay alive. So that about brings us to the end of our first ever episode of the Apocalypse Control Room. How do you think that went, Brad?
I think we're fucked.
Apart from that and the actual podcast, how do you think we did?
I think we did okay.
Okay, yeah.
Got a little bit off topic sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's good. It fleshes it out a little bit, but I'm fairly happy with that. So, as we said right at the beginning of the podcast, if you guys have any form of scenario, no matter how strange, outlandish, how curiously strange, and even downright wrong it may be, send it in to us. The email address is theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com. The Apocalypse Control Room is all one word. Send us any scenarios. The only thing we require from you is 4 rules. Okay? So 4 rules, we talk. No rules, we don't talk. It's as simple as that. Okay, so Brad, have you anything to add before we sign off?
I'm cautiously optimistic about this apocalyptic scenario we have next week.
And what have we got coming up next week?
You have to tune in and find out.
Good answer. Keep them on tentacles. I like it. So... that is it from the Apocalypse Control. I have been Christopher Till, and he has been...
I've been Brad.
Still the man with all the surname. Thank you very much for listening. And be sure to tune in next time.
And keep watching the trees. Good night, folks.
You have been listening to the Apocalypse Control Room. Foreboding music is the track Unseen Horrors by Kevin McLeod. For more information, go to www.incomputech.com. You are listening to the song This Road by the band Better Left Alone from the EP Better Left Alone. And for more information, go to www.facebook.com/BLA Rock UK.
And if you have a scenario for an apocalyptic situation, please email us at theapocalypsecontrolroom@gmail.com.